Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. The driver accused of hitting a woman on North Broad Street last year, severely injuring her and then taking off, has pleaded guilty to several charges. KYW's Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson has the story from the Criminal Justice Center.
Curtis Moss pleaded guilty to accident involving serious injury, aggravated and simple assault charges, as well as reckless endangerment, admitting he struck a woman as he drove home from his shift for Uber Eats. It happened along Broad Street near Susquehanna Avenue last December. Prosecutors say he was going 70 miles per hour, then dropping down to about 50 when he struck the woman. The victim was severely injured, suffering from a skull fracture, brain bleed, broken ribs and scapula, and she's now paralyzed on one side and blind in one eye. Moss admitted to driving off. Prosecutors say detectives found video of him getting out of his car, looking at the damage and seemingly getting upset before getting back in and taking off. Eventually, police tracked down the car they were looking for, a dark gray Nissan with damage to the passenger side, and they tracked down the owner, who was Moss. When they spoke to him, they say in an interview, he said he nipped a woman with his car.
Moss is out on bail but faces prison time. He'll be sentenced in December. A Northeast Philadelphia school is marking a major milestone. That story from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
The 1,500 students gathered outside Baldy Middle School shrieked as Principal Bianca Gillis cut a blue ribbon to celebrate the school's 50th anniversary. Opening in 1974, Baldy was named after Charles Carmine Antonio Baldy, an Italian immigrant who founded a number of businesses in the early 20th century, including the Baldy Funeral Home in South Philadelphia. Principal Gillis says Baldy would be honored to know that today, students from 23 nationalities attend the school bearing his name.
I feel that he would be overjoyed. He would be proud. To know that we are carrying on his legacy in our school.
Baldy was the first immigrant to serve on the Philadelphia School Board and is Taylor Swift's great-great-grandfather. The struggles of workers in understaffed rec centers were at the center of a Philadelphia City Council hearing, with members promising to try to devise some solutions. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Lowe reports.
Natalie Felix DiDonato told council that in a decade with the rec department, she's broken up fights, found lost children and runaways, ducked chairs being thrown by a child, dealt with drug use inside facilities, and brushed off threats and harassment.
To say that this job comes with stress is an understatement. We are grossly understaffed, under-resourced, and expected to make lemonade out of rocks, yet somehow we do it.
DiDonato and others told council a combination of factors make their jobs difficult, primarily a 30% vacancy rate, but also the lack of a coherent safety plan and of employees such as recreational therapists with the training to address the many needs rec center users bring with them. Parks and Rec Commissioner Susan Slauson says she's worked to increase staffing and safety, but is committed to exploring new options.
We absolutely agree that there is more work to do to make our recreation center safer for everyone.
Council members said they want to help, but had no immediate suggestions. Paying your tolls on the Pennsylvania Turnpike is getting easier with more digital options. KYW's Matt Coughlin explains.
When you go to pay your toll, it'll have Apple Pay and Google Pay as options now.
Marissa Urbanek, press secretary for the PA Turnpike, is talking about the newest options to pay your tolls. The Turnpike announced officially adding the mobile pay options after a soft launch in September. They say Apple and Google have already been used by thousands of customers. Urbanek says they are also seeing a large influx of customers using their app.
It just hit 2 million downloads in May. It's called PA Toll Pay. It's an app that we use for customers who want to pay our tolls through a mobile option. And that can be for Tollway Play customers or Easy Pass customers. And that's available in the Apple and Google Play Store.
Apple and Google Pay are available through the app for Easy Pass and Tollway Play users. You can pay your bill or replenish your Easy Pass account using either mobile option.
Right now, you cannot set up auto replenishment with the new options, but the Turnpike is looking at whether that is possible in the future. Former Wildwood Mayor Pete Byron has pleaded guilty to benefits fraud charges. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty has more.
New Jersey Attorney General Matt Platkin says 68-year-old Pete Byron admitted to fraudulently participating in the state employee health benefit program and for failing to report some of his income on state tax returns. There were three charges in all: theft by unlawful taking, records tampering, and filing a fraudulent tax return. Platkin says this was a nearly decade-long betrayal of the public's trust. As part of the plea deal, prosecutors agreed to recommend a 3-year sentence in state prison. Byron must also pay restitution and is banned from public office or employment.
Wildwood's current mayor, Ernest Troiano Jr., and city commissioner Steve Mikulski were indicted along with Byron last July for allegedly taking taxpayer-funded health benefits they weren't entitled to. Their cases are still ongoing. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.